Good evening, TMU. I'm Andrew Yang.
I'm Callie Wright.
And I'm Larae Babrar.
Welcome to the Final Word News Report for Friday, February 7th. In today's news, U.S. President Donald Trump draws criticism over plans in Gaza and international tariffs. Canadians are encouraged to shop local, and a trade that shook the NBA landscape.
In international news, Donald Trump has doubled down on a plan for the United States to take over the Gaza Strip. In Trump's vision, Gaza would become a U.S. territory transformed into what he calls a Riviera of the Middle East. Following Trump's announcement, Israel's defense minister has ordered the military to prepare for voluntary departures from Gaza. The idea has drawn widespread condemnation. Critics say forced displacement under military occupation is a war crime and amounts to ethnic cleansing. The CBC reports that despite the backlash, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called Trump's proposal remarkable. Closer to home, Donald Trump's threat to impose a 25% tariff on Canadian goods has led to sweeping changes to the border in an effort to reach a trade agreement. Canada has promised to appoint a fentanyl czar, list Mexican cartels as terrorists, and kick in $200 million toward combating organized crime and money laundering. Public Safety Minister David McGuinty told the CBC that Canada's new fentanyl czar will be appointed well before the tariff pause ends on March 4th. Meanwhile, Canada's border with the U.S. remains under close watch. The Guardian is reporting police in Alberta stopped two groups trying to cross into Canada illegally this week. Assistant Commissioner Lisa Moreland says officers found 9 people from Venezuela walking through deep snow with suitcases. Officers caught another group with 6 adults from Jordan, Sudan, Chad, and Mauritius near Manitoba's border. Neither group had proper clothing for the freezing temperatures. Despite political focus on Canada's northern border, data tells a different story. U.S. Border Patrol arrested over 23,000 people crossing from Canada last year. But at the U.S.-Mexico border, officers made 1.5 million arrests. Still, Canada is spending big on border security. The federal government has pledged $1.3 billion, including new helicopters and drones. Alberta is adding armed sheriffs, surveillance drones, and drug-sniffing dogs. But Moreland says the latest border arrests are not linked to these new efforts.
In Canadian news, the CBC reports that Newfoundland and Labrador's provincial government announced a new initiative to help build awareness around the importance of buying products that are made or grown in the province and Canada. Premier Dr. Andrew Fury unveiled a Buy from Newfoundland and Labrador logo to be featured in grocery and convenience stores across the province, despite the 30-day freeze on U.S. tariffs by President Donald Trump. This pause comes after Prime Minister Justin Trudeau committed to improve border security on Monday afternoon. Fury further emphasizes the importance of buying local, saying, "The time is now to stand shoulder to shoulder and support one another. Let's bring the heart of our communities into our home." The province says U.S. exports would be reduced by more than $37 billion if households and businesses in Canada reduced their consumption of American products by as little as 10% a year. The public will begin to see messages across various media, as well as promotional materials that show support for local manufacturers and retailers beginning this week. Global News is reporting a proposal for a permanent GST and HST tax break by the association that represents Canada's restaurant industry. Restaurants Canada says the tax break helps cash-strapped Canadians dine out more often. The Liberal government's two-month tax break began in December of last year, offering Canadians a break on the federal portion of sales tax on groceries, alcohol, popular gifts, and dining out. Data from reservation platform OpenTable revealed an 18% increase in restaurant activity and a 23% jump in Ontario alone. However, the tax break originally did not include dining, until Restaurants Canada lobbied hard over a 48-hour period to get the food service sector to be included. The tax break is set to end on February 15th for all Canadians. The CBC reports that Quebec City officials and organizers of the Quebec International Pee Wee Hockey Tournament are asking the public not to boo during the American National Anthem at upcoming games. The request comes after boos were heard throughout multiple Canadian arenas over the past week, as spectators voiced their displeasure following U.S. President Donald Trump's imposed tariffs on Canadian goods. Tournament director Julie Hamill stresses that these are kids with no ties to politics. The tournament welcomes about 40 teams in the U.S., and Hamill says participating in this tournament is often a dream for young players. Quote, "It's kind of like breaking their dreams. We don't want them to go home with this memory." The 65th edition of the tournament is hosting thousands of players aged 11 and 12, and will run from February 12th to the 23rd in Quebec City.
In sports, the NBA and its fans witnessed one of the most shocking trades in league history this week. ESPN broke the news that former Mavericks superstar Luka Doncic was traded to the Los Angeles Lakers for star center Anthony Davis in a three-team trade. This move came as a surprise to most NBA fans, with the 25-year-old Slovenian being labeled as a generational talent and one of the league's elite scorers. The Mavericks cited conditioning concerns as the main cause of the trade, with worries about the guard's weight and eating habits being at play. According to reports, Doncic recently purchased a $15 million home in Dallas shortly before the trade, where he reportedly cried upon discovering his move to Los Angeles. He's set to face off against his former team on the 25th of February. The Kansas City Chiefs find themselves under the Super Bowl spotlight for the fifth time in 7 years, facing off against the Philadelphia Eagles. Quarterback Patrick Mahomes and tight end Travis Kelce look to capture their fourth ring together, while the team looks to win their third consecutive title. Philadelphia's last Super Bowl appearance was in 2018 against NFL legend Tom Brady and the New England Patriots, winning 41-33. This year's halftime show performer is hip-hop artist Kendrick Lamar, who recently won 5 Grammys for his hit track Not Like Us, and performed at the 2022 halftime show as a featured artist. The match is set to kick off at 6:30 p.m. on Sunday in New Orleans. And right here on campus, TMU men's basketball guard Aaron Rooms scored a career high of 43 points versus Brock on Wednesday. This is Rooms' second time scoring more than 30 points this season, with the first being against Ontario Tech in January. He currently leads the OUA in scoring, averaging 29.3 points per game in his last 7 games. The Bold won this game 92-73 to bounce back from their loss against McMaster. The team is set to face the York Lions tomorrow at home.
That's all for tonight's edition of The Final Word. I'm Andrew Yang.
I'm Callie Wright.
And I'm Larae Babrar. Thanks for listening.